You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You made a promise, and you broke it. He could never love you like I do. Ooh, I feel so bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Worst Possible. No.
Oh,
did you really do it? That was accident?
God.
I was actually had it in my head because we just did the fucking promo.
That's fine.
We should leave that in there.
Leave it in.
All right, fine.
Do it again.
Well, you did it.
Sorry.
Welcome to Axe to Grind, the hardcore podcast.
Goddamn right. I want you to say that like you're a fucking, like you're a hostage and you're holding up a newspaper.
Like I'm choke.
Yes.
The Hardcore Podcast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob, and also Ian Shelton.
Yes, and I'm...
Oh, no.
You're Tom, and also Eric Wilson.
Got it.
So what? That is my big fear when I do shows like one week after another with Self-Defense
and Drug Church
that I'll say the wrong band when I'm on stage. It's a concern. My head is addled. It's like
with
there's
what? Watching fucking
projects.
Academy Awards movies.
It's projects.
There's so much information in here. Guys, I don't mean this like in a fucked up way. Uh-huh. Have you tried being this smart? It kills.
When I was 12, it's gone better since then. And joining us today,
that doctorate took some work.
A wonderful person. Her second time on.
Hi, I'm Kara.
Mm. Thank you for joining us, Kara.
Kizza.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. Nice day at the Jersey Shore.
Lovely day.
Hang out inside.
It's pitch black at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I hate the winter.
Fuck?
When did we move to Norway? This is bullshit.
Don't worry.
Only a month or two left, and then we're back in the other direction.
That's true. We're on the way back already, aren't we?
No.
No.
When's the 12/21 the darkest night?
The equinox. Winter.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, equinox, right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do some sponsors.
Sponsors. Since we have a guest.
We're going to put this on you because you're a guest.
Okay.
So the first sponsor would be Deathwish.
Deathwish Inc. What have you been feeling?
Definitely Gadgeway.
Yes.
I would say is the standout for me right now.
Burnt Sugar.
Deathwish, yeah. Gadgeway.
They just played a couple of shows around here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
With Lifetime.
I've been following them for a while. They're very, very good.
Yeah, I think they're underrated good live.
Yes, I would agree.
They've gotten even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
haven't seen them lately. It's been like maybe a year or two. But mm-hmm.
So I think I watched them get better because I've done a number of shows with them. And
are you taking credit for this?
No, I'm taking credit.
No. All he's taking credit for is watching them perform.
That was low-key him being like, that's how much I respect you, Gadgeway. I watched you. I didn't sit in the back.
Did you watch them with Self-Defense or Drug Church or you can't remember?
Drug Church. We did a whole tour. I saw them.
Right. When they were like, when I spoke to them and Christina and Tom, they were like, I don't really know that guy.
That's okay.
They're like, he's never around,
Patrick,
so I don't totally
just
know.
Just another face in the crowd, just trying to be a man of the people.
He wasn't in the crowd. He was at Whole Foods. And they were like, yeah, we don't really know him that well. He's never around. We know the rest of the band.
What he did is that he would watch the video from the night before.
Yes,
at
exactly.
The Whole Foods. And be like, oh, they were quite good.
Yeah,
last
great.
Night.
Right. It's like you
so
were like
he could
reviewing
be like, hey,
like
great
a football
show
play.
The other
yes.
night.
Yes.
I like how you did that before this instead.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, so...
The Superior Live Band
yes.
and the record Burnt Sugar came out last year.
Yeah.
Hit some of our best of lists.
It was on mine.
Still feels fresh.
Yep.
I think... I don't know if they're due for it, but I'm hopeful that we'll see new material from them in 2020.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Maybe drop an EP or something.
Who knows?
Or an LP.
See, maybe they'll go crazy.
It's at least EP time, I think.
They tour all the time. They tour more than you.
They definitely tour more than me.
It's crazy.
We got Lazy Man Pat over here. He's been off the road for a while.
Sloth Pat.
No shit.
So, everybody, you should go to deathwishinc.com, enter the promo code.
Axe to Grind.
And you're going to want
out.
To? Yeah, there
wow.
you go. Axe to Grind.
No prompt needed.
Oh,
gee.
All right, let's go down the road to Run for Cover Records.
Yes. Turnover.
Turnover.
So, yes. Love that new record.
Altogether.
I've loved their progress as a band. They switch it up, but they still kind of keep true to themselves.
I completely agree.
And this record's like really, really good. I mean, they got, I feel like a keyboard on there maybe, switching it up a little bit, but not too much. I'm seeing them in Asbury next month, so yeah. I'm very, very much looking forward to that. I've seen them live multiple times. Very good live.
Good like band. A band who is mellow and chill, but still puts on a show.
Yeah. And that good means background something. Music, but also good live.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. So go bump the new record. You're going to want to go to our friends at runforcoverrecords.com. Enter the promo code.
Axe to Grind.
And can you guys do it in sync?
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Spell it out.
And get 15.
Oh, yeah,
15% off.
It's really good.
I like the turnover vibe with the dude sitting at a keyboard in the front.
Oh.
Straight up Bob Dylan style. Fucking
feeling
love it.
Supernatural.
It's good.
Yeah. Also, big thanks to our other sponsor, Closed Casket Activities. Same promo code, Axe the Grind. Spell it out. Let's go. Today, new project today. This is like the. Do you guys, how many of you guys remember like school projects, homework, that kind of stuff?
I never did homework, but I remember getting assigned.
I remember people talking about it.
Yeah, you know how there was kind of like, there'd be a prompt day, like you're, okay, we're going to kind of set up what you guys are going to do.
Right, so is Pat going to be the one like, hey, you ever going to do your part of the project?
Well, you know, you
think I feel like that tab's going to go.
Because he's the one who likes the homework the most. Like, he always enjoys the exercises, but then sometimes
he crams it in last minute. Right, and people boo him, and he has to go back and read. And the teacher goes, I'm going to give you one time to do it over.
That's right.
Like you did last year.
I know.
And he got it right.
You guys are going to be extra disappointed with my best of this year.
No, last year your best of sucked.
It was so phoned in.
Even the redone was bad.
You know what? Maybe everybody put out bad records. Boom.
We were like struggling to get it down to 10, and you were like, I don't know. Like,
no, he's just because best of means best of the year. It's a relative space, so you can figure out how to put the things in the box.
It's hard, though. Keeping track of, like, what, you all got an Excel sheet at home?
No, bro. Just fucking look at the thing and think about the thing.
What thing?
You spend, like, so many hours talking about the goddamns. Come on.
Bob might know.
Yeah.
A friend of ours and a listener sent us the list of the records.
Oh, do you want to know what I did with it? Okay, so shout out to whoever did this, and I'll mention your name sometime when I'm looking at my phone. I'm not doing that right now. Sent a list of all the records that he could think of that had come out this year, like hardcore.
Wow,
punk
I really
records.
Appreciate that. I could use that.
That helps.
Okay, I'll
that
send
helps.
It. It's 387 releases. I printed it out and then went through and noted each how many I'd heard.
How
that
many?
Makes it easier because
it was like.
Fuck! I'm looking.
No, it was like 180 something.
What?
It might have been 280.
Was it? Was his 280?
I thought so.
His might have been 280. I got a little under 50%.
Okay.
So it was an extensive list, like kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. So it was Jack?
Jack.
I don't know.
Shout out Jack.
I don't know if he wants his full name on the old pod. On the old podder. We got, let's see.
I sent him a picture because I printed him out so I could do it easier, like an old man. Printed on both sides of the paper, though.
Oh,
but my style. Remember everyone made fun of me for having, like, when we did our own fest and I had everything written out? Like an old man. So right now, according to his SamsungNotes.pdf, Fiddlehead Get My Mind Right is number 287 for this year.
Go to my reply and see the picture I sent him. And let me know how many I said I got.
Yo, this is great. Excellent job. 118 out of 287.
Yeah, 118 out of 287. So not even half. But I sent him the picture. And then who knows what he says after that. I think that's...
Hold on a second. It's loading.
So, thankful to him. Maybe I'll check out a lot of stuff I haven't.
Jack C. So shout out Jack C. Big thanks. We'll get you the list, PK.
Please, yeah.
But today, what we're going to talk about is a spin on an idea that Patrick suggested, which was 52... Well, your band was based off this comic book thing that DC Comics did, 52. New 52... They did a new comic book every week for a whole year.
Right. So two different things. New 52 was regarded by most people whack, but there was the original 52. Yeah, the original 52. The initiative called 52, which is just our take on it, as Bob was saying, is like if you were to run a venue and you had not infinite monies, but you could pay people fairly, could you do a rip and a hardcore show every week for a year? and we kind of debated if that was possible
or
not.
Pretty tough.
Very tough.
But in the right place, maybe. Maybe Los Angeles, maybe.
Yeah.
Can we go back for 1 second?
Yeah.
Sure.
So Jack's reply to your reply.
Yeah.
This is just to you, and this is actually kind of funny. Patrick, do you remember playing a show in my hometown, Roanoke, Virginia?
No.
I believe it was a solo run, and the show would have been in February of 2014 at the Shanty. I wasn't there, but I heard a rumor that you were bugging out over how unsafe the venue was and called it a fire hazard.
Yeah, true. So I believe this was called the Big Gay Shanty at the time, and it was, I don't want to scare anybody that's currently going to shows there, but it is the most frightful place I've ever been, and I've played venues that look like fucking gulags.
In what way?
It is a wooden, well, this was in 2014, who knows, maybe they've upgraded. It's a wooden garage-like structure that is insulated with old T-shirts that, because of a noise ordinance, the door has to be closed and can only be closed and locked from outside. Okay, so that's already stressful. Then there is a bonfire 4 feet from this wooden structure.
Right, we've talked about this, I think.
Not OSHA approved.
The bonfire
no OSHA safe.
Run, at the time I was there, by a very drunk person. So really, yes, we probably talked about it because I was scared shitless. And again, I've been to places where your foot falls to the floor. This place freaked me out. So yeah. Tell him yes.
I was thinking more basement, like the last two venues I was in was pretty... The meat lockers.
Yeah, meat lockers in North Jersey. Yeah. Yeah, not OSHA approved. Yeah, that's true. So the 52 initiative, blah, blah, blah. The idea, 52 bands, no. But we're like, how can we twist this to make it something fun for us to talk about on the podcast? And so we came to the idea, what about 52 bands that we think you should know for 2020? Kind of a cool idea, yeah. You know, like, hey, here's 52 bands. But what we're doing today is kind of priming the pump. We want to... You know, we can have you guys involved if you want. I don't know how that'll be. Probably the best way would be to send us emails if you have a list and why you think these bands are important. But it's sort of like 52 bands that we think it would be good for you to know in 2020 if you're into hardcore or, you know, the adjacent stuff. Let's talk parameters because they're kind of loose right now. What do we think?
Well, I'd like to give a little preamble. We see a couple of these per year of, you know... Corporate Magazine X.
Alternative Press.
Yeah, that
I'll
would,
say it, sorry.
Sure. Well, I was actually thinking of the other one.
Was it not the UK one, whatever it was?
Kerrang,
yeah.
Kerrang, Revolver. Yeah. Like, look,
40 whatever. Punk bands you need to know next year.
Yeah. Magazines that routinely interview me, so I'm not going to shit talk them. But
they don't interview me, and I will.
They put together these lists of bands in hardcore that you should be aware of, and inevitably, people take umbrage to it.
Right.
They see a bunch of shit that isn't hardcore to them, and they bug out.
Yes.
This is a waste of everybody's time, because if it's not real to you, poof, it doesn't...
It ain't real much.
It doesn't exist. You know what I mean? You can do the same for ours.
Yeah,
if
totally.
It's not legitimate to you, guess what? It doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, we're good.
Keep it moving.
But we're more informed than a lot of those.
Well, that's without question.
But our goal here is just exposure, like everything else.
Yeah, precisely.
We hope this turns you on to something you like. You take some pleasure out of that. Fantastic.
Right.
You don't like our list? Cool. We good.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You don't
and
listen
also,
to our podcast?
What's that?
If you don't listen to our podcast, then like
we could
like to interact with our stuff anyway.
Yeah. Well, definitely don't drop in on this list just to fucking... Like, if this is your first listening, you're like, oh, I'm primed to hate on this list. Yo, stop. But here's what I'm going to say is it is always our effort to have an excuse to talk about music, as Bob says. And the same thing here. So this is going to be very much less than definitive.
Yes.
Purely our opinions.
Yes.
In the moment that we are in the room recording
right now
and reflecting
on our style.
Nothing except for an opportunity to talk about some music. So if you find yourself left off of this list or if some dude you fucking hate is on this list, kick rocks, dick.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's just an excuse to talk.
From a different kind of vantage point.
Yeah. So
You know, early on in the tenure of Axe to Grind, and since every episode could be somebody's first, we often got told, like, oh, you guys are like sports radio for fucking hardcore. And we're like, that's chill. This is sort of like sports magazine shit. You know, like,
yes.
we're trying to reformat things that are just, as Patrick said, that I say, that we all say, a fun excuse to talk about music,
right.
Something we enjoy. Kara is going to be here. She's going to be our audience, but also an active participant here to help us kind of maneuver and massage things in this idea, because you're getting the production of it right now. I'm going to pose a question to the room for this list. Do we need to include bands that we all assume are already big on the 52 bands that you need to know in 2020?
Well, who's our audience?
People who listen to Axe to Grind. So let's say this. I'll be very specific. Do we need to tell people that in 2020, if you like hardcore, Power Trip is an interesting band to know and pay attention to?
I'm going to say no for the following reason.
What happened? They
are. There's no doubt. But...
Are you unaware of them if you're listening to this kind of?
No, it's not that. It's let's say that we leave somebody off that is one of these names. That looks more like a slight than us forgetting something that is highly new, local, regional, etc.
Well, new, but, hot, right now.
Yes.
Right.
But meanwhile, if for whatever reason... Turnstile doesn't get mentioned, they would, but like as an example, well,
that's the question,
right?
Is that like do I need to ask this question over and over for each one of these
big
bands?
I feel like it could just go on forever if we just include everything,
right?
We would assume people know already,
right? Okay. And we also know, however, that we've been told, like, oh, hey, and this is no, if this was you, you are exactly who we're hoping to talk to, but. We've been told, like, oh, hey, your deep dive on your album episode on Trapped Under Ice got me into Trapped Under Ice. Yes. I was unfamiliar with them before hearing
that. Or you liked a different record, and then that one,
right?
Like, oh,
and you would
revisit.
Assume, like, who doesn't know Trapped Under Ice?
I've had that experience with this podcast.
Right, so that's, which is great, like, because it happens to us as hosts when we're listening to this stuff, because you re-listen and you give it a different ear. So thank you. But, like, Power Trip's an interesting one because, hey... To be honest, they're not new to us, but they're new to a world, and they're fucking on fire.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, they're co-headlining with High on Fire. They're killing it. They're, like, doing great. I think we're getting new music from them in 2020.
I would imagine so.
Right? That seems like a relevant band to me.
Fuck yeah.
Let me say this. And it's not to say that a band like Turnstile is irrelevant. I think Time and Space... Maybe quietly underrated, because when you put that record on, it sounds like a classic record right now. To me.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You know what I mean? I put it on, I'm like, this sounds like this is an important record.
Like, the songs are so good, you're like, this must be a cover, because I know this so well already.
Right.
It's familiar, but it's new.
Exactly. Right. I don't think they're putting out new music in 2020. I could be wrong.
Like, The Real Thing? Mm-hmm. That is a song that you're like, this has to be... Like,
right.
I know this immediately. And not in the, like, I recognize something like
it's
this.
It's not like it's
I know
like,
every
oh,
word.
You took a song and rewrote it. It's just fucking familiar.
Yeah. I have, like, the most cynical old heads that, like, love that record.
Yeah, yeah. I think that record turned everybody on.
Hold on. A listener is calling right now. I'm going to put him on speaker
real quick. We're calling. Let's do it.
Hey, Rich Miles.
Oh.
We're recording the podcast right now. I'm going to... do you want to give us a little sneak peek?
This is so Joe Budden.
Could you
love
could
Rich.
You give us one band for 2020 that you think that people might not be aware of, but is relevant and worth talking about? And if I was looking for the
paying attention to,
yeah, if I was something worth paying attention to, I'm going to put your phone against this microphone, and if you can give an answer, and then I'm going to politely hang up on you. Is that all right?
Yeah, it works out. What's up, guys?
What's up, Rich?
What's up?
What's your pick, Rich?
I would probably say Inclination.
Nice.
On my list.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Rich. I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye, Rich. He was definitely going to give us more, but you cut him off.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I like Inclination. I saw them for the first time at FYA last year. Nice. Very good.
Playing right. Around.
They had a great reaction. They played kind of early, and I was just...
And a band who I think is going to tour a bunch next year and has a bunch of plans and all that shit. And, like, to me, Sweet Spot definitely should make the list. Should Turnstile be on this list? Do we need to tell people Turnstile's a band that still
When did
very
Time
much
and Space
matters?
Come out?
2 years ago. 2017.
So,
oh, wait. Was it 2017?
Okay, let's do this. I was going to say no. I'm now saying yes for this reason.
Yes.
Because I personally think that if we leave off... this is hard.
I know.
Here's
why
it's hard.
This is why I asked. This is what we had a pre convo on this.
Are we talking, like, what is our audience for this? Is at first
well, it's
we had
to play
about,
shows every week of the year, no?
Well, no, that was the initial idea. The idea kind of morphed from that to being something that we could just talk about.
Because then new and old bands would be
mixed. Exactly. This
mixed.
Is an exposure piece. Okay. What are 52 bands
Perfect. For a new person or for out? Our listenership.
I'm gonna say for our listenership,
yes.
With some crossover into somebody that might just wander.
Like as
in.
An intro, so like, hey, you're getting into hardcore in 2020.
No,
here's
no,
what you need
no,
to
no,
know.
Don't,
no,
don't,
no, no, no,
no,
no,
don't, no,
you
no,
can't
like
assume
that.
New.
Because then we'd be like, go to a Madball show.
Then we go to classics. It's important to know Minor Threat. This is just, hey, you are into hardcore, or you've been into hardcore. You're familiar with stuff from the past. In 2020, here are bands that are active, that are current, that are vital, that you should be aware of.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Or they're worth your
say,
time and attention.
Okay, here's my hard vote now. I've made a decision.
Yes.
I vote we include them with the double, triple caveat that if your well-established band doesn't make this list for whatever fucking reason, that you don't fucking DM me. Done.
I don't know it's possible if we do this like that. Because
okay, all right.
Does Code Orange make the list?
They're going to have new
They're
music.
Having a new record, yeah.
So they would... Yes.
Do they? Are they moving out of this world?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably fair, but there's going to be plenty of kids in this world that are psyched on that new record.
Right, but there's going to be plenty of new people, you know, kids in this world that like are psyched on like Turnover or
But we
Well, and that's the adjacent, like how that's
right,
another,
that's how far foot.
Pin on that because I want to talk about the how far adjacent we go.
Right.
But before we do, so we are let's get the collective vote. Kara, you're important here too. Do we include the well-established bands, the bands with more than one or two records? Because when I first thought of this idea, my first thing was like, well, maybe we put a caveat that says, for this, we're looking for newer bands. So we'd say, you can't have more than one full-length out, and that one full-length has to have come out in the last couple of years.
I would say if those bands that are established are coming out with new music in the next year that we know of.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's a good caveat.
Oh, okay, that's a good caveat because okay.
that we can guess that yeah. something's happening.
Yeah. Yes, because we might not know, but so that if we team Kara's caveat saying they have new music coming out that we know of or can guess at in the next year, but also if your established band isn't on the list, please understand we aren't disrespecting you. We still love you. We still care. You still have plenty of fans, and you don't need our fucking asses to wipe. Then we're good, right?
I'd say that's pretty good, yeah.
That seems fair, because that allows us to keep some of these bands who are well-established in the list. But I also fear losing a lot of spaces for...
No,
for
I don't think we will, because once... And this
we'll
that's a convenient
too.
Solution, because and here's why. Because that means that Turnstile will not be on this list. Once you know that Turnstile is not on the list, nobody can take exception to not to being left off the list.
Yes, because because to
if
be honest,
if they're not, then yeah.
Turnstile doing a tour next year, that's cool. You know, if you're a band getting a chance to go on tour with Turnstile, that's a fucking great opportunity.
And obviously
you know,
relevant, but unless they have a record coming out, we're just not making the space for them on this particular list.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
Everybody good?
Very good.
Good.
All right. Tom's question, which was very good.
Yes. Thank you.
How do we get, where do we draw our lines?
Mm.
Is it in our broad world? I think that counts.
Yeah.
Is it, where do we, is Wiccaphase in this world or
would,
is it not?
Would he play, I know we're not going back to the shows thing, but would there be a mixed bill Wiccaphase?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Turnover.
Sure. Yeah. Turnover. That's so like that was the thing to me. Turnover and Wiccaphase are probably just as far from quote unquote hardcore as each other is, just in very different directions.
I mean, he's playing a show with Firewalker.
Yeah.
You know, next month. So
right. So that's the thing that these are bands that I guess we should include in that world. I don't have a problem with including that stuff. You know, we talk about a band like Glitterer. Like, I think that's part of this world too.
Yeah, okay, so sure. So let's just make it clear then. This list is a hardcore and things that people in hardcore enjoy.
Yep.
List.
Yep.
There you go.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Good. That's good. So we've established that.
Current bands.
Current. Yes. Yeah. We're saying
like not like. I mean, is there a possibility Judge puts out a record next year?
Shit, no, yeah.
I mean, it might
Judge
be.
Isn't on the list.
well, I'm different.
No, no.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I mean, your question
like a Cro-Mags record coming out next
okay,
year.
Okay, well,
like,
that's definitely a Cro-Mags record. That's JM. Compelling. Okay, yeah. I like that talk.
Or
I like that
Cro-Mags.
Talk.
No, is, yeah, is that... Well, that goes to the room. Let's put it on the floor. I think that there are circumstances where that could work. Because if we're going to extend this... Like, if I told you, hey... Bitter End hit us up. They're doing a new album and are doing a full U.S. tour next summer. Yep. Maybe they make our 52 bands worth checking out list.
100%.
And they're a band who, you know, has been around since the mid-2000s. So that's right. 15 years. So just because the Cro-Mags proximities add 20 years on top of that.
Yeah.
You know?
As long as there's a if they have
as
some
long
kind
as
of...
the as long as the record's there and it's relevant.
Yeah. Also, their stuff just went on streaming recently, so I feel like a lot of newer, younger kids have access to that. Where if you don't want to dig in YouTube or whatever,
yeah, no, that's true because that's not a fun process. Okay, so I will say this: you're likely going to get a list that is much more contemporary,
of course, current.
But we would consider let's keep our ears open and minds open to the idea that an older band releasing vibrant new music could be on this list.
Yeah,
because it's funny. I would think like, I think that's a good parameter that like Harry brought in because like, if you were talking about 52 bands that like are important or whatever, like in 2020, Have Heart would be on there.
Yeah, Minor Threat would be on there for me.
Well, no, of course, yeah, but I'm
oh,
saying,
you
like,
mean like as far as a current band?
They're still kind of like they'll be currently relevant in 2020 because of what they did in 2019.
Yeah,
I think they were the impetus for the Billboard thing that I did the other day.
I'm sure they were.
What was the Half Heart reunion like? So everybody, maybe it'll be out by the time this is whatever.
I was in Billboard magazine.
No. It's not just an interview with me. I'm sure that they interviewed many. Like I said, look, you know, I'm like a boomer. You know, like ask young people,
boomer.
And they said, and the dude Eli said, oh no, I'm asking young people too. Come on, you know what I mean?
What was it about?
It's about is hardcore having a moment. Basically, and I hope I didn't step on his fucking lead here, but like, is it having a moment? And part of that conversation is because, you know, maybe I was being a little devil's advocate-y, you know, a little contrary.
Weird.
And saying,
really out of character.
And saying,
I don't care anymore.
Saying, maybe not, you know? And his point was, well, Have Heart just.
Through 10,000 people.
Yeah, just
fuck off.
Just filled the you know the parking lot of Giant Stadium, so it seems to be doing fine. So if they're causing articles, maybe that's a relevant band. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You didn't see my article in the Worcester Business Journal?
I'm afraid I missed it. I'm sorry.
I'll re-up your subscription for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't. Well, so to that specific point, we'll go to rule number one: that if you're an established artist. That we have to see new music or some kind of activity there, right? Because you're totally right. Have Heart certainly made a big stir in terms of what happened in hardcore this year and all that stuff. And
the biggest.
Yeah, and in the same way, in the year of episodes, we talk about like, hey, this discography came out this year, and then to see waves of stuff happen, it's no surprise to see resurgence of interest.
Right, like Kyra was saying with like Cro-Mags being on like streaming, it's a whole new ballgame.
The equivalent of that for us is like when those like Sunday Matinee CD comps come out in the mid-90s, where it's like, oh, here's this chance to expose myself to stuff that I didn't have close 100%. Proximity before. Probably won't include those kind of bands because this is like we want you to see and engage and like so let's also establish what the point of doing this list is. One, it's just a fun way to talk about music. Two, it's just fun.
It's fun.
Three, give people a chance to expose themselves to something that's relevant and going on and is new and vibrant and maybe there's associated things with that. If there's anything that this can do for you, it's hey, you've got new music to listen to. you maybe have some new events to go attend wherever the hell you're going. If you like one of these 52 bands and they come through your, you know, podunk town, fucking awesome, you know? So that's relevant too. Do we have, so we've kind of set some more like top parameters, stuff that would cut off stuff at the top.
Yeah.
Do we have anything at the bottom? Do we think it's important that they have released music? I think it's important that they have music out that someone can hear.
They played outside their hometown?
I'm going to say a counterpoint.
Yes.
What if there's... what if between now and next week or whenever the fuck we record this episode of the actual list, some... It's hardcore supergroups rarely work out, but let's say that there was something was reason to be excited. You know what I mean? What's that?
War Profiteer.
War Profiteer, yes.
Right, they put out a record.
Somebody's new band.
Yeah.
That could make a list, in my view.
Sure.
Even though it's no music.
It could.
Okay, well.
So this is stuff that you don't know. So part of the point will be we'll also create some sort of, there's going to be a companion piece to this that gathers all the whole list with links to listen to stuff. So
practical
side, it's nice because we'll be able to let people listen to music. So,
okay,
so
like that.
Preference is to enable people
something
to
with
hear
music. Okay, let's just do that because that just is practical and fun. That's fine.
This is a question. Is diversity important? And that can be taken several different ways because I mean it in several different ways. Is diversity important to be considered for this list?
If you're asking the big 2019 question, not to me personally, no. Nobody's making the list. Nobody would make my list for any reason other than their band's hot.
Quality.
You know what I mean? But if you're asking if for the purposes of this list, do we need a plurality of sounds pulling from different scenes, then yeah, that...
Because I'm asking all. It's all sides. I'm asking, is it important for the sound to be different, to be diverse? I think yes.
Yes.
And you wouldn't take out a band that was better at their sound in exchange for a band that was not as good but represented another sound. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's okay. So yes.
That's my question.
Let's approach that on two different levels. Right. Okay. So as Bob said, there's different ways to see this.
And I'm asking all the ways.
Right. So you just drilled down on an interesting idea within genre types.
Yes.
Whereas I thought for a moment that you were going to say, would we sub out something that was potentially we saw as more worthy for something that was...
A step down.
A step down musically or on hotness or whatever. Relevancy.
Relevance,
That
had more diverse players.
That had more diverse players that kind of like we thought was important to be represented in hardcore music at the moment. I know you didn't say that. I'm bouncing
off.
You mean
diverse like in terms of the members or the sound?
So here, both. Let me pause. Oh. That's why I said both. Let me be really clear. One, do we think it's important for our list to be sonically diverse under the fucking umbrella of hardcore?
That's what I was
hardcore
talking
adjacent.
To.
That's
the,
one.
Yeah.
But then the other side of that is... Two, do we think it's important to consider diversity in the 2019
membership?
I think it just naturally happens.
Okay,
you know,
good.
If we're getting all under the whole umbrella, then we will have some diversity.
One would assume. But what about what Tom was suggesting, which is a good point that I hadn't considered. What if every hot act is beat down?
Right.
Yeah, like that's just.
Are you
going
to take out the fifth beatdown band just to get a the you know?
I think we may have to.
Right.
I think we may need.
You know what I'm saying?
No, we're not here for representation based solely on the diversity of sound. So let's be very clear.
Right.
Sound right now. If there's five great beatdown bands, but there's this one really good thrash band, for the interest of the list, if this is a five band list, maybe we put the one great thrash band.
Right, but like, so my thought was like, all right, so there's...
But we're not going to put, there's five great beatdown bands, and then there's one subpar thrash band, but we think they're worth noting. No, let's not do that. Let's not subpar quality
over musical
that. So if
like if you
because,
were...
because we've seen this, hardcore probably even as recently as like 4 or 5 years ago was leaning way more on the heavy side. And those lists, if we were to do a 52 list then, it would lean that way. And it should, because that was a majority of stuff that we think was good or more poppin' or at least more interesting. as opposed to now we're starting to see a little more diversity. And I think that we'll actually have a pretty diverse, we'll have a rainbow sound list here.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? Thought was like, so, all right, so there's five beatdown bands, great beatdown bands, and one really good thrash band. But if you were to put all six bands in a row, the thrash band would still be number six.
That's and a tough call.
So you take out the fifth beatdown band to include the one.
Then you go outside of Sonics. And
is there
see.
Anything that dominating right now you think that could
No,
just,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a real plurality of sound right now. I think we're seeing a real mix. And so that's the thing. Like, Tom, if you're saying that, if the five beatdown bands all trump said very
That's what
good
I'm saying, yeah.
If they, like, then it's five beatdown bands. And it's disappointing, but that's just what it is. But if that sixth thrash band... Typically, that's not going to happen. If they're the top of their game, they're going to have some more interesting.
It's based
shit
on
going
merit,
around too. Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, we're trying to do this meritocracy, but it's also opinion based. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of
so at the end of the day,
I mean, the merit isn't.
There's going to be so much. Let's
this
get
is
that out
so
of the way.
Opinion.
Let's get that out of the way. We're going to do our best to reach consensus among us and have a good time with it and all that. There's going to be stuff that I know makes this list that I disagree with on every level. And that's just the way it's going to be. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way it's going to be. We're talking about, like, things that are popping. What's popping? Maybe you see a ton of upswing and potential on this thing, and I don't. I think it's going to tank this year. And we'll talk about it. But
And that's going to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, but it's just the idea that, like...
And good spirit. You know, much like we kept good spirit in a thing like Mosh Madness.
Yes.
A lot of people were like, no, yo, it was good energy.
Yeah.
We just wanted it to be a fun way to talk about it. And that's part of it was that... You know, when we looked back on Mosh Madness, it was awesome, but we were talking about a lot of records that have come out in the past, and this isn't that. This isn't pitting these things, but this is giving a chance to spotlight 52 currently happening things, and that's what we want to do. So that doesn't mean we're dissing things that aren't included. We're just trying to push up the things that are included.
So we don't, you know, we're grown-ups. We don't have a ton of beefs, but let me be clear about this. If I don't like you as a person and your band is hot, there's going to be no equivocating on my part. You're making the list. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, don't anybody think that if you get left off of this, don't anybody.
It's not personal.
There's going to be bands I fucking have a problem with that make this list. So don't think that you are left off this list for any reason other than in the moment we made a decision on what's hot, what's not. Yeah. And again, for the purposes of conversation.
Yes, right. Yeah. This is just really we're going to do preamble caveats here.
I think that one's important because sometimes people can catch a vibe.
What do you think 2020? Like we just said this a few years ago, so it felt like heavier. What do you think? Is there a predominant sound right now?
I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit of everything.
Right.
Do you want me to just start off throw a band out? Okay, yeah. So Mutually Assured Destruction.
Yeah.
Ace's new band.
Yep.
Has some like singing parts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of a thing that's come back around recently. You know, there was like that one song on the Regulate record, just little by little. And I like that band.
Yeah.
I saw them live for a couple weeks ago. They're really good.
Oh, was that New Brunswick they played?
Yeah, New Brunswick.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, and that's a band who's kind of like musically, he's got kind of a heavier, like a heavier low end, but does do singer stuff. And are we going to see more of that? That's a band who I think's on the list. You know, depending on what they're going to be doing, you know, I think we're going to get more music and I think they're going to do some stuff. So there's going to be a lot of that kind of thing.
What do you guys think? Going to take over 2020?
I mean, so a band who we talk about all the goddamn time, but like Fiddlehead's not going to get any smaller. And when you see the writing on the wall of the shows they play, it's just getting bigger.
Yeah.
And we know that they have new music coming out right now, and they likely will have more
stuff coming out.
Oh, they've said this publicly. So yeah, they're recording a new LP pretty soon.
Damn.
So I don't see them getting smaller.
I'm going to say Restraining Order.
That record's
great. I feel
great.
Like everybody listens to that record is like, this record's great.
Yeah, I like Restraining Order.
Yeah, it's so good.
And they got a great energy live, so they're kind of going. And, you know, what do you got?
Crust Bomb 2020.
Do you think Crust is going to hit back?
No, I'm just hopeful. You were saying that you think that there's going to be potentially a real surge in
fast. Yeah.
That would be interesting. A rough 2 years for me, but interesting. I don't know that I agree, but maybe you can prove it with this list. You know what I mean? I'd be interested to see.
Doing the exercise, it was tough because I did a list, a rough list of 52 that I will thin down. Not as much fast as I would have thought.
Mm.
But I also was kind of thinking of our audience and what we talk about a lot. And even the stuff that's more on the punk side is not particularly fast right now.
No.
You know, I do think we're going to see more fast. I just think that we were kind of betting futures on melodic. I think that's starting to, those ships are coming to bay right now. I think there's going to be some more fast stuff in the not too distant future. It's just, do the acts doing it have their energy to make it so appealing live that people feel it and want to go see it, you know?
And that's what's going to make this list a little tough for me, is because there's bands that I think people have good feelings about demos, and then the live thing doesn't come together and it kind of kills.
Or the opposite. Live is good and then you listen and you're
like, nah.
Yes. And
it's huge.
And I really think there might be stuff left off this list on my end, or I'm not going to jump to those names at least, because having seen them the last year or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not thrilled, you know?
Right.
And I think that other people are going to feel the same way. It might be hard to convey that in this fucking podcast, but, but you know, it's a thing that, like, sometimes all the goodwill in the world isn't going to carry you through if you can't play. So, I don't know. I that part will be interesting. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or, are they going to say it? Yes, vegan and veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can go back to doing what you love this spring, maybe gardening. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. That is the type of meal I prefer. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Now, I'd like you to head to factormeals.com/axetogrind50. That's numeral 50. And use code AXETOGRIND50, that's numeral 50, to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's insane. That's code AXETOGRIND50 at factormeals.com/AXETOGRIND50. That's to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Crazy.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey you, do you have any plans this year? Ha! How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
No, it's going to be an interesting exercise. What are we looking for from people who are listening to this? What do we want them to do?
I mean, I'm open to any suggestions, because when I heard that there was 280 releases this year,
and I told him that I think I could name 30 right off the top of my head that he forgot, that he missed.
Oh, see, I bet I could name 30 total. Yeah. so I could use the suggestions. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, so this is rare, because we rarely call for a bunch of like audience participation.
Yeah.
But we'll do that here. Is that we want your help. Bringing up bands, suggesting bands. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I think is kind of left to center or is interesting but might not be on radar, and I'm with that. Like, for example, a band like Time and Pressure from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We big up them. They kind of have a sound like Carry On, or like faster, kind of, not fast, but like faster than mid-tempo, straightforward hardcore, who's great, but regionally... I don't know that much beyond what they've been doing right now. Right, like, are they going to keep doing it? The band Rejection Pact from the Northwest.
I like them.
Really good band, yeah. Right?
Yep. Very good.
And I know they have plans to tour. I'm not sure what they got for material. So what we ask is, if you know of bands you think are important for people to know, this is also an activity that, you know, I think maybe Twitter's the best for this, but Twitter and Instagram, when this goes up, we'll post up some stuff and we'll share it, because the real end game here isn't just like, hey, here's 52, but we'll help push out some other stuff. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right, we'll push out some other stuff.
I think it's nice to have a tangible list too for people to go off of.
Yeah. That's in the works.
Imagine.
There's going to be a tangible. It's already in progress. Thanks, Raleigh.
So everybody likes Rejection Pact, right? Like,
really good band.
But imagine,
Boise, Idaho.
Imagine, I was just about to say, imagine if it really pops in 2020 and people are like, Boise on top. Like, that would be the first time anybody ever said Boise on top ever.
And that's the part is, man, think about this. If 10 years ago, I said, by the middle of the 20-teens, Midwest hardcore is going to be the biggest. There's going to be a band from Milwaukee who is bigger than almost any other touring hardcore band that's been on Bridge 9 for years. And then give it a couple more years, and there's going to be this band called Knock Loose, who is the biggest touring hardcore-ish band, and it's not close.
Yeah.
And they're going to be from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah. One of the biggest heavy music bands in the world is from Louisville, Kentucky.
And they are like hardcore kids and rep hardcore and are like, this is our world, and take hardcore bands on tour with them. Like,
yeah. I wouldn't immediately assume that would be the case. Yeah. I wouldn't
assume. So Boise on top 2020.
Yeah. But that's what.
Rejection Pact is a band I thought about exactly for this.
I think
list.
It's more impressive that they're from Boise. Like, you know.
I thought Rejection Pact, I thought of like Pummel.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of, you know, there's a bunch of stuff going on. I don't know if like it would make sense. Or I mean, even the folks that are listening that are going to make, go state by state.
Yeah. I mean, start regionally. Start in
that's
your
what
own
I mean.
Area.
Like,
that's
you know,
what I think. Yeah. Start in your own area. And that's kind of like to be honest, to hit our boys in JFA, blatant localism. I'm not telling you, and I had a very nice mention to Patrick why I think Albany's cool, is that Albany actually, for the most part, lacks a sense of like
pride.
And that gives a nice perspective. But what I am saying
Patrick, so it's respectable
about
to lack pride?
Yeah.
It's respectable to not have
like
overt,
pride where you happen
like,
to be born.
Overt arrogance in where you were born just because you were born there.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, I'm from the Jersey Shore, so.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
arrogance already baked in.
Well, there's a sense
people
of
people would like there to be, but you know, I wear it proud.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm not putting a silk hat on the pig that is Albany. You know what I mean? I'm just nah.
It's cool. Yeah. This which is why it's cool.
Yeah. Right? No silk hats. That's the name of my new EP.
That's on the Albany state flag. The town flag, city flag. So start local, because if you know the bands, you know that's a good way also to showcase stuff, and then think outside of that and go beyond and kind of work through that, and we'll start something here to hopefully show some bands we think are cool and hopefully feature them and talk about their music, because again, this is an excuse to enjoy something, which can be recorded music, which can be the live show. How important, plus how difficult is it to be good live and good recorded?
I feel like you're setting me up here.
Do you feel like you're good live and recorded?
Yeah, kill.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And how hard is it? Well, I guess it's taken me fucking 20 years, so I guess it's hard.
Right.
But
so let's rewind. Do you feel like when you were in a band as a younger person, there were times when your recorded output wasn't as good as your live?
Trash ass.
Right, okay, right.
So yes, look, every
Tom,
time...
Tom, did you feel that as well?
Yeah. He still does.
I feel like that happens to me more often than not. I see a band live, and then I go to listen, and it's not.
Well, so, and that's... You know, part of the format, I think, is that hardcore is sort of supposed to be like this live music that you feel the energy. And if you, for everyone out there who might be like, damn, that demo didn't come out the way I want. Damn, that seven, damn, that whatever. If your band is trash live, but you're good on recording, that's doesn't a much matter. Worse problem.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. It's almost like if someone looks good on the internet, but bad in real life, I'd rather have the opposite.
100%.
I'd rather look like trash in photos and then real life, pleasant like, surprise.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, yes.
Like, it's a rare breed of person. It's not like a common thing. But have you ever seen the IGs that are just like it's always photos that are intensely unflattering?
I don't know that
it's
that
rare. Do you mean a Finsta?
Rare.
Is that what a Finsta is?
It's a fake Instagram where you post all shitty outtakes, basically.
Oh, okay. Because
I never knew that.
And make it bad on purpose.
Oh, really? Wow.
Then you show up and you're like, God damn it. So that's what you've been doing this whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Totally. Then you see him in person, like, piercing blue eyes.
Yeah, exactly. I've been running a Finsta
like
my whole
golden
life.
Golden retriever.
Whose aunt's car did you steal outside that says I love my golden retriever?
That's my mother's.
Yeah,
all right.
That's my mother's.
It's got to be Pat because it's got a New York license plate and it says I love my golden retriever.
Her golden retriever's been dead for 6 years, but
love
still
never
loves.
Fades.
Still loves.
Love is stronger than death.
Yeah, exactly. So
this is the question. So the question being, how hard is it to be good live and on recording? Our unanimous answer is
super tough.
Pretty
it's
hard.
Not easy. It's not easy.
That's going to be factored in.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that's worthwhile. Doesn't mean we're not gonna blow you up. But like, yo, if we see a band that's great live, and then you listen to the recording, it's like, oh, okay, I can see where this is going. Because to be quite honest, that's how bands get signed.
From the
often,
from the
if they
live.
See it live and it's good,
yeah, right. That makes sense. Because also, like, how many bands can afford a great recording?
Correct.
Right.
Anyone can get on a
it's
show.
It's getting better now.
I'm gonna
but.
Be honest with you. Anyone can afford a recording.
But
everybody in the sound
it's
of
hard
my voice.
To catch a vibe.
Yeah, that's true. 100%
true.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, think of all these like, you know, fucking like crazy bands. Oh, guys naked. The guys fucking, you know, whatever. Like all these like loft like that doesn't come like it might be sick to see live, but then like you listen out on record.
The naked singer doesn't run into your bedroom.
Yo, straight up.
To it, thankfully.
A band that we've talked about on this podcast, big up them. I would say City Hunter is the rare thing where you might want to see it live, and every once in a while I put on that record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a, oh, this is a cool visual gimmick.
No, because
I actually think it stands up.
Yeah. Yeah. The record is good. The record is very
good. But that's rare.
It is. For a band with that kind of
gimmick. Imagine having an aesthetic, a gimmick, and you're good on record? Rare.
And so that's a great question. Does City Hunter make our list?
No.
Does a band like that? Are they going to do more? We don't
maybe.
Know.
Yeah, don't know. Don't know. Maybe.
Because that specific, they only do a few things, you know, like they only.
I might never see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't think most people on the East Coast have seen them.
I didn't. You got to.
I saw them play to 40 people at some movie theater smaller than this room.
I almost brought the McCoy print off of Death Wish.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Death Wish, by the way. That's what people should pick up. That Mark McCoy print.
They did a bunch of Mark McCoy prints.
Yeah.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah, they look great. Yeah. This is a guy whose music I always disliked, and I just have to fucking give it up to him. He's a brilliant visual artist. He's great.
Incredible. His illustration is
great.
Next level.
Great.
So anyways, any other factors that we should talk about that are there? Anything else that matters? Because it's really our hope is that you're understanding this is a meritocracy. We're going to include bands that have been around, but if you've been around and you're not releasing new music, probably not going to include you, if not for nothing else, to just
make
give a little room
else.
For somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, by the way, when you asked me what direction I think things are going, I got my answer. When I saw the energy around Never Ending Game, it speaks to me that people still love that TUI flavored, like, like hard but not too hard.
Yeah.
Heavy but not too heavy. And personality. Mm-hmm. And that's what people love that. And I think that it's rare that you can catch that energy, right? It's rare that anybody comes within 10,000 miles of TUI, but it's still worth trying for a lot of people because I think that that will always hit. From now until the day we're dead, there should be something in that lane.
You're right.
They just came out with a new record, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And it's like people are really enjoying it. We have to actually sit and talk about that. Because we all listen to it now.
Yep.
Here's the thing that supersedes all this. It's got personality.
Mm-hmm.
TUI had personality bleeding out of its eyes.
To spare, yeah.
Yes. Like
people are still borrowing from TUI for that
like,
personality.
Like that is the singular piece. That's the curious thing is that when this next year, where is that? I think a band like Vane, you've seen that. They actually have quite a bit of personality and that sort of seeps out of them. I can't think of anything that's Turnstile. You know, clearly,
charisma
out of the band. Power Trip, I think, has that. I think, you know, and a band, Code Orange, they had that. You know, that was, you know, oozing.
Very
that is a separator, you know. So it's some of those intangibles will come into play.
Yes.
You know,
I, this is a different, that's, we can touch on it, but it's a very big topic. The charisma factor is big.
It's like almost like cadence in rap where it's like you can have great lyrics, you can have great beats, but if your delivery is off, it throws off the whole vibe.
I think that personality shines through in those moments, in cadence.
Yes.
In the way it's presented. I think that, you know, let's fucking Eminem, right? Who's like, let's go to mainstream exception. Sure. Everybody knows who these visible
napkins. Sorry,
right? Like, but like that dude's personality shone through so hard. Like,
yes,
if you actually listen to it, I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, what?
Oh, listen, you know? I was listening to a dude that works in marketing on a podcast the other day who said something really dark to me, to my ear. He was like, listen, people write me and tell me, hey man, I was defending you to so and so because they don't know you like I know you, you know? And he's like, I've never met this person before in my life. And so to me, that's dark. I don't want that relationship with anybody. But he said, as a guy that markets stuff, that's exactly the relationship I want with a fan, is somebody that thinks that they know me incredibly well and they don't know, and I've never met him in my life.
It's like a high marketing achievement.
Right. And to me, that's frightening. That's why I'm not a success at anything, because I find that frightening. But the point is that with those bands that have that charisma, that have that is the ultimate takeaway, is that you feel like,
you know that person.
Yeah, you've got a good feel for what those people are about. You know what I mean? Like that's like,
what are some bands like that? Like that would be on this list.
On this list. See, that's a tough one.
It's tough. You know, I think we're not going to include Turnstile because they don't have new music to our knowledge, but that's a band who would be on here. Power Trip, I think that they give off a charisma that separates them, not just in hardcore, but also in the metal world that people are really vibing off of.
Not to be a dick, and the band is incredibly talented. I would consider myself a big Power Trip fan.
Yeah.
Other than Riley, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Right.
Yes.
But that's typically
like TUI
frontman. Yeah. TUI.
I could legitimately be like, I'm also, you know, I'm probably the same. I could probably pick everybody in TUI out.
Second guitar.
Brad.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, just because I mean,
pretty good. Right.
But I mean, like Sam, like you would know, Sam, like you would know Brent.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You
can
pick
those,
you know, Jared. You can find. Yeah. There you go. Like, I feel like
I wonder about proximity to that, though. To be honest, like that's
I mean, I've probably seen Power Trip as much as I've seen TUI.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, and there's no slight to them, but I feel like they almost see recede into the background, and Riley is the charismatic person in
right. I think that. Yes, I've done hella shows with Turnstile, but I think you only need to see Turnstile once or twice to get a good feel for the personalities on
stage. And I feel like
they're
all charismatic in their own way.
All true,
absolutely.
Yes.
That's true, but
like the drummer, you can see like he's got like a vibe.
Is it necessary though?
No, because
frontman.
I think it's natural with them though.
It's natural with certain acts. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm
like for example, Minor Threat of all things, like
yeah,
honestly, like Brian Baker's a little more recognizable. But the rest of, behind Ian, they could walk in here tomorrow. Well,
I wouldn't know who Jeff Nelson was. Yeah.
Right.
Preslow, I feel like I that's more up to the band.
He's an odd-looking guy.
But like, whatever.
He looks like Eddie Munster.
It's more up to the band. Like, if they want to fade into the background, like, maybe that's their dynamic.
Right. Or
like,
maybe they just don't
Riley
have
take it. Away.
No. Right.
That, like, possible too.
Think about Turnstile. Turnstile, they all have their own thing. But really, you see Brandon, you see Franz.
I think Franz stands out the most.
Franz, he goes crazy.
Yeah, he goes
you know what I mean? He's like the most charismatic. Because
he's got vocal parts and he's just going off on stage. He's got that energy, you know?
He proves the point that it's not just jumping around because motherfuckers jump around, but he like...
He's magnetic.
Yeah, he's magnetic.
It's the intangible. There's an intangible there to that magnetism that people can feel.
God!
I know.
I love this conversation and I hate the people that hate this conversation because I find it so interesting.
In 2019, who hates this conversation?
Well, you know what? You're right. You might be totally right. Maybe nobody's got a problem with it. I just always think about the people that think it's icky to talk about things like the personal charm of art, firstly, the people that are afraid to talk about hardcore as art.
I was going to ask you this. And the room, more importantly, you two, to be honest, because I know what his fucking answer is, is hardcore art music.
Art music?
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes. I think it's, when it's done well, it's among the highest art.
Ooh.
It's definitely art music.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you, there's almost, well, I guess, I mean, maybe I'm speaking out of ignorance.
No, you're not.
Great music, great hardcore music is among some of the best music. Period. You give me fucking Age of Quarrel and you give me fucking Led Zeppelin 4 and it's a or whatever the fuck. Pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There is little music as bad hardcore.
Yeah. No debate.
You know what
no,
I'm saying? Like, true. I could listen to a bad pop song, but like a bad hardcore song is like
bad.
Torture
test.
Fucking
terrible.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, I mean, I think, but that's where the art comes in.
I feel like art music has to have some level of freedom in hardcore, definitely.
Right, and you got to be a fucking art weirdo to really make it good.
And to really appreciate it. To appreciate, because hardcore is the, if it was a painting, it would be like, it would either be like black with some splatter of gray somewhere, and then here's another one that's black with a big gray swoop, and people are like, that's beautiful.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have a very select group of people who can really, really appreciate it. And that's why the good is great and like, holy shit. And the bad is like, now you just threw black paint on the fucking canvas. That's not even work. So good. I'm glad we're on consensus that hardcore is art music.
At its best.
That's best.
At its worst.
At its worst, it's just clang, clang.
Ah!
At its worst, it's
an offense.
It's intelligence insulting trash.
But what isn't in creative media?
Well, that's, you know, honestly, I mean? That's
like bad work is an offense to the good work.
That's
what it comes down to.
Yes, yes, yes. But Tom might be right. There might be an additional layer of insult to bad hardcore. Like it can be,
well,
it can really get your teeth on edge. Like, yeah, you're,
well,
what the fuck
are
you doing?
Well, because I think a personal resonance,
for sure.
like the
for sure.
Feelings people have about it, like,
oh, you got no idea
what it's relevant, like, and powerful. But now you're gonna make this?
Yo,
this is what you say for me?
People can think what they want about this next statement. I straight up want to take a run on people when I see a hardcore band performing low energy. I straight up want to run on stage and just tickle them. You know what I mean? Anything. Move, you fuck.
There's bands that we talk about that are on that side of the spectrum where it's records are good to great to very appreciated.
Yep.
And live, they are bad.
Right, right.
What the fuck do we do with that?
And it's not like, I feel like those bands that you talk about, it's not like through lack of like ability. It's not through lack of practice. It's just like, this ain't it, fam. And
right.
I don't know what that is. It's
right.
Just like a perfect storm of just like, do
no,
you want
to
be?
I try to put it into, am I seeing it? Am I just, is it just my purview? Is it just that what I want is different than this? And I've been thinking a lot about expectations of a thing going into it recently. You know, the idea of like we talked about it with Painted Black. Painted Black, we actually got flooded with people being like, Painted Black's one of the best hardcore bands.
Yeah.
And I respectfully disagree, but I am planning to revisit because I know at some point my expectations for what I thought it would be or wanted it to be impacted my acceptance of what it was.
Yeah, perspective matters.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well said.
That's what you have when you have an artist in the room.
Yes.
That's right. So that's what we've got. We've got, so perspective matters on this. We're making a list of a bunch of bands that we think everyone should check out. We're going to encourage you to go on social media and check it out. Go to our Twitter at AxeTheGrindcast, our Instagram at AxeTheGrindPodcast. Email us at AxeTheGrindPodcast@gmail.com.
Use good sense. Definitely big up your dudes or your ladies and tell us what the fuck you think like we should care about, but be reasonable. If something's played zero shows and has a demo coming out that maybe... Like, look, use good judgment.
Right, like we're asking, we should be aware of said band. You're just helping us, like, remind us to put it on our
radar.
That's
a good way to put it.
Should
right?
we do any right now? Just like,
yeah, oh, should,
give us a couple
sure.
examples.
Yeah,
okay,
and
go in.
And one thing before you do, because I want you to, when you do, if you email, and this is said because we used to say it a lot early on in the show and faded, when you email about a band, tell me what you think it sounds like. That doesn't mean
I love seeing those responses.
You see,
like,
those are my
like?
most quick responses are, what does it sound like? And I don't need you to be a music virtuoso. What does it remind you of? What do you think of? You know,
right. Like so, who fans of X would like.
Sure.
Like if
yes,
you're sending
absolutely.
Us like your demo or whatever, that's awesome. Yeah. But like,
or
what's what we're
like?
Going for.
Or, yeah. And it just, I mean, sell it in a reasonable way. It can be for fans of Blind Justice or it can be, reminds me of rain after the sidewalk after it rains. Yeah. You know, whatever.
And
you can be esoteric. Yeah.
In banana sauce, whatever.
But give us something.
Yeah.
It's the butter sauce.
I think that's an OnlyFans that you...
Butter sauce, yeah.
No, the butterflies in
banana sauce.
Sauce.
That's like one of the sketches on butter sauce.
Okay.
It's Patrick flailing in lots
Kara,
of
hit
loose,
us with a,
warm
hit us with a couple things that you think would have to make the list.
Or that you should... We'll do a quick...
Yeah, this will be
fun.
No pressure.
I'll start local.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Of course.
And I'll have to mention Ankle Monitor. Mm-hmm. Since
okay.
Since I watched them last night. They played with Sheer Terror in Montclair, New Jersey. And they're great. I would say for fans of Lewd Acts, maybe some early trash talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They got some fast, some moshy parts, really good stuff. Definitely worth checking out. I knew I liked the recording, saw them live for the first time last night. It was like their fourth show. Got a good response from the crowd. First time playing Meat Locker, that area. Nice. So,
are they going to play outside of New Jersey?
Absolutely.
They better. Yep. Let me see that and then we can talk about them on this list.
Yep.
Right, I think that's a fair, you know.
I think it's the
to
fair
a point.
Thing.
Like, we're not expecting to be road dogs.
They already did. They played Connecticut.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Good. Keep it going.
Yep. Yeah.
Keep that energy. All right, Ankle Monitor. We're going to check it out.
Yes.
One more. Give us more. Somebody else throw one out.
Okay. What would I think would have to make the list?
Rule Them All.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Boom.
Well, let's talk about it. They got a new record coming out.
Right. It'll be almost 2020 by the time it comes out.
Do they play outside of New York?
Yes.
They've done a couple tours.
Yeah. They go down to like
they're
Florida
going, they're
for like
going
FYA.
Down to Florida. I want to see them go out west. I want to see them, and that doesn't mean when I say I want to see them go out west, it means I want to see them go play California. They don't necessarily need to play the middle of the country.
Boise on top.
I don't need to see them play the middle of the country, but if they can, because I also understand people's lives and schedules. And
right.
And
maybe they pull a weekend with somebody.
Something. Yeah. Right. They did some of that Backtrack tour, didn't they? Did they do Backtrack out there?
No, that was Somerset Thrower.
That's right. Rule Them All did some of the East Coast with Backtrack?
Yes. Yep, and they're playing one of their last shows.
Right, so that's good. Like, Rule Them All, hard contention for me. I think they've got some interest. I think they're starting to really build some following.
Yep.
And also, let's talk about this. There's going to be a vacuum when Backtrack's gone.
100%.
And not that, like, and this isn't a diss. Backtrack's just been spread out all over the country for a while. They haven't been a local band to Long Island for a minute.
No.
I was going to say, you mean like in a Long Island sense or the
it's kind? It's just general. I think more Long Island and New York.
Right. Like, they're not a band that can, like, oh, you're doing like a show for so-and-so. We'll jump on. Like, we'll play.
Right.
Like, they're not yes. I mean, you can't be like, hey, Vital, fly across the country.
Right.
Because, you know, our friend's band, you know, is playing fucking
no,
their record release.
They should be a band that's playing wherever through the Northeast. I am very excited to see what this record does for them. Who's putting out Flat Spot?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good ask. Let's say Mind Force.
Yes.
This is an interesting question. Are they coming with new record?
Yes.
Oh, well then you
definitely.
Make
your face.
They make
definitely.
The list. Yeah, of course.
Into Face.
New short EP, I think.
Oh, 12 that's going to be good.
Ooh. Yeah.
Love Mind Force.
They're one of the easiest ones because of their activity. Went to California. Crush on a weekend where they're essentially head to head with Youth of Today shows.
Yep. Might still have did beat really them good. Some I've heard.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Youth of Today did quite well, but the Mind Force shows looked fucking incredible. Yep. Energy looked off the charts.
Regulate looked like they killed on those two.
Yes, they did.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's
so
a band.
Dead Heat, so it was. Yep.
Those are three bands that I think all have to be considered on this list.
1,000%.
God, Incendiary is going to be an interesting one for us to discuss. That's going to be interesting.
They bang out an EP. They're like
in the conversation. Yeah, first
not even in the conversation. Yeah, they'd be on top three.
But if they don't,
are they
still important?
Incendiary
new music next year.
Suppose you know. I don't even. We don't really know. Honestly,
yeah.
They have played shows recently.
Yes, they played shows. They just played that Bayside show, playing the second to last Backtrack show.
They're playing America's Hardcore.
America's Hardcore, and then in January, two shows in Cali that are
playing Shea Cafe.
Yeah,
which is gonna be
are they?
Yep,
dude. And it's like that. It's like a big show. Them, it's like them, Down Presser,
Eyes of the Lord. And there's some
Criminal Instinct on that too. I'm not 100% sure.
On that. Yep.
And then they're doing like an LA show the night after against Poison the Well, and it's like
it's big,
rivaling PTW for ticket sales already.
Yeah. Can I just? I'm just gonna give everybody that listens a little spoiler here in case like we have old listeners that are like, oh, Poison the Well, that's a big name. You know what I mean? Like the Incendiary show is gonna do fine.
It's gonna be
gonna do fine. Being opposite that, both 100%. Shows will be productive nights for everybody. If they weren't putting out a record, I think it's a very different conversation.
Well, they're still selling out the shows. Weren't putting out a record, they hit our Turnstile caveat.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Didn't put out a record this year, and if they're not putting one out in 2020, it's hard. They're still super relevant, and if they are putting out a record that puts them on in this, they're one of the top three biggest bands in hardcore.
Yo, an EP from them and an EP from Mind Force would be all the sort of rapping that a human being
it would
could,
literally be the only music I listen to.
did either of you check out
yes,
Jay's new band? It's yes. cool.
It's
it
cool.
cool. It was a little
What's
side
the name
project.
Of it?
What was it? It's Don't
Trust.
Trust No One. No.
Don't Trust the Soul.
Don't Trust the Soul.
Yeah, DTAS. And it's project he did while Mike from Mind Force
was recuperating.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know if Mind Force is even going to be a band anymore.
This is his path of resistance.
Yeah, and it's really good. You would like it quite a bit.
All right, I'll check it out.
It's like Crown of Thornsy.
It's Mind Force meets Crown of Thorns, in my opinion.
Yeah, ooh. And all the songs are about like mobsters.
Okay. Okay.
Good interludes.
Yeah, that's what he said he was going for. Yeah.
Yep. Let's drop out one or two more and then call it a day here. I'll pull up my list because I actually Vain, new LP coming next year.
Oh, really?
Already?
Quick. All right, they got to make a list.
Yeah.
And obviously, clearly, a band that is doing stuff.
See, Bob knows a guy, and that's how we found out there's an LP.
How do we
coming.
Feel about Enforced?
Love them.
Would also
love them.
They're coming out with new stuff.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And they're
the tour with Red Death.
Yep, full U.S. tour with Red Death. So they think this is their first time getting out to Cali, which is really important. And like, yo, so you've heard me say this, Patrick.
Yes.
As a person who's toured in the recent times and da da da, why is it important to play California?
Because half the country lives there. That would be one reason.
And you can play five shows in a
isn't
in a
it
state?
Like the fourth largest
economy in the world?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the case?
Yes. So that matters.
By itself. Yes. Oh, it's not close. Orange County is like the 20th largest economy in the world by itself, just the county.
Jesus Christ.
So I feel like it's like that for all music too, like any kind of
true.
Even hip hop is
1,000%. It's because you have 40 million people living there, many of whom are young and engaged in the music. And by the way, that 40 million people is mostly living in, let's say, 5 to 7 urban areas. So it's like LA County, Orange County, San Diego County, the Bay Area, and maybe two other spots that you could put geographic pins. And it's crazy. So if you're a band who's thinking about it, it's important to go out to the West Coast because you get to play to a lot of people. And then all of a sudden, if you want to do a full US tour, you have two very strong points of attention. Culture Abuse.
Unavoidable if they're putting a record out.
Yeah, I don't know.
People fucking... That's a consistent draw. People fucking love Culture Abuse.
They're fun.
And like, as somebody who, like, they're not on my regular rotation for putting on recorded.
Got to be in the mood, but
right. Yeah. But when I listen to it, I'm happy about it. It's also not, there's summertime music. Maybe they're really like California music, you know. I believe they've done a great job by being diverse. They do these diverse tours. They've done a good job of identifying that, and it's been fun. And I think seeing more of that is going to be really cool. So, are they a band that makes it? Probably, as long as they put out a new record. Here's one for you guys. Drain.
It was going to be a pick of mine. I think it's pretty unavoidable.
Drain and Gulch. I think that, yeah, I mean, so that record will be out in 2020?
Yes. I saw the cover. It's awesome.
Is it as ridiculous as the other one?
No, it's cooler.
Less really?
So. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome, though.
Is it, like, funny?
No. It's just cool.
No shit.
Just cool.
Can
it's
I see
fucking
it?
Cool, yes.
All right, yeah.
They're from
I think
Cali?
They'll be, huh?
From yeah, California. Santa Cruz? So California, sort of, like, thrashy, more in the way that, like, Dead Heat or Take Offense is, kind of like that, but also, like, super high energy. They're a band who paired with, like, Enforced. Ooh. That's like a perfect charcuterie board right there.
Well, if they like open for Municipal Waste.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, very good. What do you got?
A lot of fun.
You're going to see me. I mean, this
Gulch
is a little,
has a record coming next year, too.
This is a little preview because I'm definitely going to make this case on the actual episode. Akulu.
Hell yeah.
I think is. Again, I'm going to need to see him live to feel great.
You haven't seen them live?
No, I haven't. And I'm going to need to see him live to feel great about the band. But I love their output so far.
They have such a good vibe. The frontman has a really good vibe. Very positive.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Really? That's kind of surprising.
Really
am I going to
unique...
like positive out of these dudes?
You
I don't
are.
Know.
You will. Yeah, you will. It's because it's not
it's
positive.
It's so genuine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
In a like weird New York early 90s way as opposed to like a
Fahrenheit
youth
way.
Group. Yes. As opposed to like, but like... Yeah, Fahrenheit, but I'd also maybe work at the docks kind of way, even
okay,
though
the
dude is an artist for sure.
Sure. I wear Tim's, but I know how to paint.
Yes. Yeah. So, that's a good pick.
Yeah, they're definitely one of my favorites.
Akulu, I believe, is aiming for new music next year.
I'd have to look, but I think my favorite current Triple B act. I'd have to look.
Mind Force. I think you like Akulu more.
I like Akulu more than Mind Force.
Yeah, I mean, Akulu is fantastic.
This is a dickhead comment. I respect Mind Force more because there's more output there for me to pull from and say, okay, I can have a fuller opinion. You know what I mean? But Akulu, as far as sound goes,
man, talk about,
that's a sound that I love.
Talk about New York State of Mind. If we were lucky enough to get an Incendiary EP, Mind Force EP, and an Akulu record.
New York is spoiled.
Yeah, true.
Tom, could you text the Incendiary dudes and just tell them to do it for the culture?
For the culture.
Sure. Maybe we can get him on Extra Grind Live for the culture.
Yes. There you go.
That's sick.
It's really cool.
That's really cool.
Great colors.
That's the art. Oh, that is good.
It looks like a Melvin's.
Yeah, it does.
Cover.
It sort of does. Like that, right? It does.
It has that Houdini vibe.
Yeah. The color palette is fantastic.
Yeah. So maybe Incendiary could do a live at Extra Grind for the culture.
For the culture.
And then we'll see
an
what
EP.
They do.
God, New York is kind of hot. New York is hot.
Cali's fucking on
Cali's
fire.
Cali's hot. Florida's hot. A lot of hotness going on. Now it looks like Michigan might be hot as fuck again soon.
Well, what bands they got? They got Never Ending Game.
Never Ending Game is the thing that I think is going to be their new Freedom. Remember how Freedom brought
need,
all that heat?
I know, but what they
yeah,
just...
Yeah, what? I did like Freedom a lot.
Yeah, that's it's. I think it's similar players from this. I just need them to have a posse. They need a cadre.
What they got to do is they got to play enough locals
play,
that
yes.
enough local shows that some kid gets inspired.
A couple sides that you can have as a palette. You know, that's you need to build a scene.
Shared drummer,
Steve Reddy style.
Shared drummer is the basis for all scenes. Everybody,
it's true.
Get on it.
It's true. What are we expecting from Drug Church? Let's ask not the member of Drug Church.
No.
Should Drug Church make this list?
Yes.
You don't have to, guys.
No, I think if you put on an LP or an EP or
they
something.
They haven't been touring a lot lately.
No.
I got to get back on it.
Only a little
still
bit, though.
Still
one of my favorite records of that year. Was that
was last
year?
Last year. It was very good. Very
Without
good record.
Doubt, yeah. Everyone I know liked it.
Yeah. Do I know
just
anyone who didn't like that record?
Diverse people.
No, people that don't like...
This dude, yeah.
Yeah, like the record.
Yeah,
people
sure.
that don't like Self Defense like the record.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very true.
People that don't like...
the podcast. Like, it's like that was like a pretty.
We got a sneak single coming soon, just to stay.
Oh, like a Beyonce drop.
A little Beyonce. Yeah, just
is it gonna come out like Friday morning? Gonna be oh snap.
Just a little something for the people.
Are you recording already?
Yeah.
Vocals done.
Vocals done.
How many songs?
No, it's just a single.
Oh, a
it's
single.
It's straight up.
Not an A-side, B-side.
No, straight up a digital single. Hey, everybody.
We're still alive.
You know how dope we are? Oh, you forgot? Here we go. And
are we sure that works?
No.
Oh, no. We're not sure. Well, we'll see.
Here's the thing. For us, it's a little, like it. For us, it's a little different because we're not at a height where a bad single drop is going to hurt
us.
It's just a cool thing. You know what I mean?
It's a fun thing.
We actually
if you position it the right way and you don't have effort on it, it's just, hey, this is cool.
Well, we got a quote-unquote big tour. So to go with the big tour, we're going to be playing that song live, so why the fuck not,
play it?
Put it out? Right. But
I mean, you have the big tour announced. You want to announce it again?
Yes.
Because, you're going out on this big tour. Like, it's not a secret.
No, it's not a secret. But I'm going to sound like a dickhead. I sometimes don't know what's announced and what's not. I don't pay attention. I don't know where that is going.
At this level, if you're like, I'm going out fucking whatever, Fall Out Boy, is anyone going to be like, dude, you fucking blew it by announcing it early or something? Like,
No. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So it's.
So you can. All right. So it's.
It's Thrice.
Thrice.
Me Kesha. Without You.
No.
Kesha. Yes, Kesha.
Thrice. Me Without You.
Drug Church. And I think there's an opener. I think there's a 1 of 4. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
So the tour should be
You stepped on my Kesha pit bull.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We got to work on our improv.
I know.
So the tour should be big. And, you know, I hate feel like a dickhead saying that. It should be cool. A lot of people at those things. So we got this single. This is a good time for it. And then we immediately after that tour start recording LP. Yep. Like immediately.
You have the record done? Record's written?
It's getting finalized in December.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, continue.
You can record demos in the back of the Nightliner.
Yes, there, we cool. almost got to. There was talk of somebody. What do they call the other things? The band vans.
Yes,
bandwagons. Somebody mentioned that, and the two of us in the band that are like impossibly cheap responded to the text with nope. You know what I mean?
Yes.
really fucking quick. I'd rather fucking, put me in a minivan to save that dollar.
Yes. All right. This is a good one for the room. I believe the band Rotting Out is putting out a new record, aren't they?
I would imagine so.
I believe that's coming. Just did a big tour.
Yeah. They just put out a single recently.
Yeah, we listened to it. Though, right?
On Pure Release. I like that.
Yeah, that was really good. I think that's a band that's
top five
right there. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
To know, and especially to know their old material and be excited for the new stuff they got coming. So
1,000%.
You know. All right. So I think everybody's getting the flavor. This is going to enable a lot of conversations like this. They're a little more premeditated, maybe, as opposed to off the cuff.
Well, at least have an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit us with your ideas and suggestions. We don't often call for that, but this is a fun one. We appreciate y'all.
Right. Maybe we'll put out like a Twitter thing.
Yeah. We'll do it. When this comes out, you'll see the Twitter thing, and then it'll be there and all that stuff.
All right.
Kara, thank you. When are you coming back?
Thank you. Anytime.
Okay.
You're welcome back for the real episode. If you got focus, if you know what you want.
I'll do my homework.
Do your homework? All right.
Okay, we got you.
More than me.
Check this dude out trying to.
I'm producing.
Captain.
All right. Everybody, be good. Thank you for your attention as always.
Thanks,
and hit us with that materials.
Shout out Meatball.
Meatball.